Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Odibe McDowell. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Clark. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The DH, Mark Salas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Aguayo. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Buddy Black. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting third. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The DH, Gary Ward. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rick Shue. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Al Pedrick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McDowell bunts in front of the plate. Heath fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3-2. O'Brien takes first base on ball four. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pedrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Pettis hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Williams bunts towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Salas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aguayo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Aguayo takes first base on ball four. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McDowell is 0-1 in the game. McDowell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fermin is 0-1 in the game. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pedrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aguayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, O'Brien hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. There goes Carter. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Carter steals second. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Pettis. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Randy Bacchus now pitching. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Salas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Salas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon who is chasing the ball. Salas reaches third base with a triple. Jacoby scores. It's 7-0, Indians. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aguayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguayo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Aguayo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pedrique settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Shue hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Firmin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Al Pedrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pedrique hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odibe McDowell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McDowell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McDowell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Firmin is 0-for-2 in the game. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pedrique fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pettis is 0-for-1 in the game. Pettis bunts in front of the plate. Skinner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams is hit by the pitch. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pedrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Mark Salas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Salas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pedrick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner strikes out. One out. Luis Aguayo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aguayo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aguayo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Moreland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odibe McDowell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McDowell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pedrick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rickshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Shu is 0-for-1 in the game. Shu hits a pop-up towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Pedrick is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pedrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Pedrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis is 0 for 2 in the game. Pettis takes first base on ball 4. Pedrick moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fermin is 0 for 3 in the game. Fermin hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moreland scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Brien for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shu fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Moreland is 0 for 2 in the game. Moreland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Williams now pitching. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pedrick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Salas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Salas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 3 in the game. Skinner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Moreland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Shu is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shu is 0 for 2 in the game. Shu hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Pedrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pedrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pedrick hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pettis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pettis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Shue moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Shue moves to third. Pettis moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shue scores. Pettis moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's 7-1, Indians. Keith Atherton now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a pop-up towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Moreland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pettis scores. Williams scores. Lemon moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-3, Indians. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Gary Ward. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bergman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Aguayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguayo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aguayo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McDowell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shue fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Furman is 0 for 4 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McDowell moves to second. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. O'Brien is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pedrick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Shue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orozco fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker pinch hits for Al Pedrick. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aguayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pettis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pettis hits a line drive towards first. O'Brien reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.